Good morning to you, Fran.
And Warwick, drugs in footy, there's all sorts of stories flying about again. Are we any closer to knowing what's come from the ASADA report into Essendon, what that's found?
Well, Fran, the more calls I make and the more media reports I see and watch, I've got to say, the more confusing it all becomes. What I can say, ASADA on Friday night gave the AFL an interim report. Now, Essendon were comfortable over the weekend that it contained, to, in inverted commas, no smoking gun, and James Hurd even told his players on the weekend before they played Collingwood they were in the clear. However, in The Age this morning, there's a report of both hard and circumstantial evidence in the ASADA report that players were given substances which were banned. So, look, I think tomorrow, I understand, the AFL is going to respond to the report that it received, and I'm also told it will not be a good look for Essendon. Now, that means potentially, if the players aren't to be charged, the stripping of points and perhaps some action taken against the football department, a massive fine or something like that. It's extraordinary the way that, you know, the media outlets can be so polar on this. You know, one lot saying that the players are getting off, the other lot saying they've been caught red-handed. So it's got a long way to go. Yeah. I just keep saying that. And it's bamboozling me, as I say. You know, people are telling me that the Essendon players were fine over the weekend and it was all okay. And now we have this report in The Age from two respected journalists who have been following this particular issue very closely.
Well, these drugs in sport headlines keep grabbing the headlines as we move closer to the final seasons in the footy codes. What's happening with the NRL in this respect today? There's more stories there.
Oh, these are two amazing stories. Paul Gallen and Anthony Watmo. Now, Anthony Watmo plays for Manly Warringah, Paul Gallen for Cronulla. Apparently, and this is denied as well in some by people involved, that apparently their phones were confiscated by customs after they went across to New Zealand to play the New Zealand Warriors at different times, of course, both playing for different clubs. Now, their phones were taken away and the records downloaded. But Gallen's so far been denying this. He says the reason he was held up in customs was because he had mud on his boots. Apparently don't like New Zealand mud in Australia here, Fran. I'm not really sure.
I happen to know firsthand that's true. Yes, go on.
well, I was just going to say, a lot of the mud is sticking at the moment, whether it's New Zealand mud or Australian mud. Australia's sporting reputation around the world is taking a really, really heavy blow at the moment.
Well, on a much happier note on the footy front, a big game for the favourite son of the Suns this weekend.
Yeah, and look, he no longer has to be called Gary Ablett Jr. these days. He's just simply Gary Ablett. He's surpassed his father, who was a wonderful footballer in his own right. There's no doubt about that. But by winning two premierships, by winning a Brownlow and possibly a third Brownlow this year, he is the clear favourite, apart from Kieran Jack, I think, from the Sydney Swans. He comes up for his 250th game tonight. Good luck for the Gold Coast. It's against Melbourne, so it could be a winning game for the fledgling club. But as I say, the really fascinating thing about this man, he came into the game in the shadow of his father, very modest, almost an insecure young man, and to watch him these days hold his media conference yesterday was fantastic. The bad news from my point of view is he's decided he's going to stay on the Gold Coast for the rest of his football career and not come back to his old home of Geelong, Fran.
Well, think about the weather. Okay, thanks, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.